pucks deep and kept throwing pucks on net, you know, throughout the game. So I think that's, you've seen the team kind of evolve into being better, you know, accepting, you know, two-goal lead and understanding that we're still in the game, and that if we keep to our game plan, that good things will happen. You know, like I said, unfortunately, we weren't able to get it done tonight, but, you know, there's a lot of positive things we can look at.
Because of all of that, you know, that you just mentioned and the way the team's coming around, does it make it maybe a little bit more tense now as you approach the deadline?
I don't think so. I think it's, I mean, I think we're happy with the way we've been playing here lately, and, you know, you can sense the confidence around the room, and you know it's around the corner, but at the same time, I think everyone knows it. There's nothing you can do about it, and you know, we're more worried about what we're doing in here and the race that we're in.
Sometimes you pick up one point only and it's a positive. Other days it's a negative. The Philly game, I'm thinking, was a negative just to get one. How does it feel today?
Yeah, you know, obviously we look at a lot of, you know, you outshoot a team 41-15, and you thought we carried the play for most of the game. You can be happy with you know, the effort. I don't know, I still don't think you're happy with the result. It's nice to get the 2 points, especially this time of year, but you know, I think you still have the confidence in what we're doing in here, you know, to move on to the next game.
How indicative is that shot total of the way the game went?
I think in terms of our game plan and what we were doing and you know, how smart we were with the puck, I think it was very indicative of what we wanted to do and how well we did that.
They came out really strong in the first, hitting hard, got that lead. What did you say the first intermission to try and get this team back on track, which clearly happened in the second and third?
Yeah, I mean, they had 2 goals, but to be honest with you, it was 2 letdowns, and, you know, I don't think we were too sour about our period. We thought that we did some things fairly well, and the message, for the most part, was to keep doing what we were doing, and good things would happen, and we had a great second period. We were able to get some big goals and get back in the game.
There was a time when a 2-0 deficit might have spelled kind of the end of the first. What's changed?
It's confidence, I think. Confidence in what we do, and confidence in our game plan, and you know, it's evolving into what we want to be here, I guess. And you know, it's a positive sign to see, you know, when we've been up or down a few games lately, and we've stuck to what we wanted to do and had the confidence that if we kept doing that, we would, you know, score and get back in the game.
Dramatic difference in feeling
now
when you fall behind?
I think so. I mean, dramatic's kind of a big word, but yeah, it's definitely a lot more confident in what we're doing in here, you know, especially this last little bit here at home, and where we feel that we can play with anybody and we can score with anybody, and you know, that's a good feeling to have.